It is time for Tribe Talk and Tickets with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you on WEOL by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. They probably have more at Progressive Field, or almost as much as they got over at Dale's Market and Deli. Whatever you want, you could probably find it.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Bob. I'm looking at all the new things at, you know, Progressive Field coming up for the 25th anniversary of this. I don't see the heated seats that I thought were going to be there. Apparently, they still haven't worked on that part of it. Oh, boy.
That's the one thing we haven't put in over the last 26 years, since this will be the 26th consecutive sold-out opener, 27th overall with our final game at Cleveland Stadium being sold out. But yes, in 26 years, that's one thing we have not renovated, and that's the heated seats that you might need on a day like today. But sitting here in my office that actually looks to the west of the city of Cleveland, the sun is out. It's going to be a little chilly, of course, but sun-filled day in the low 40s and dry, so we'll be playing ball. Gates open at 2 o'clock, and let's hope our bats heat up and Mr. Clevinger on the mound. Look like a win for the Tribe against the White Sox.
What other things are prepared? What am I looking for? Planned? For today, because obviously people get there early and there's a lot of activities going on for the game.
Yes, again, gates open 2 hours before game time, so 2 o'clock. Expect all the pageantry. Be in your seats by 3:30, 3:20 if you want to see all of the pageantry. We'll, you know, it's our 119th opening day as a charter member of the American League back in 1901, a remarkable 25th anniversary of this ballpark. So we'll celebrate that. Wayne Kirby, who got the game-winning hit on opening day back in 94 in extra innings, an 11th inning two-out single that gave the Tribe a 4-3 win over the Mariners. He'll throw out the first pitch to Sandy Alomar, who got the first Indians hit in this ballpark. A pregame ceremony also includes unveiling of our divisional title from a year ago. Our 10th since divisional play. We'll also honor the late, great Frank Robinson. Our players will be wearing number 20 uniform patch today in honor of Frank, and who obviously made history as the first African-American manager in the history of the game for the Cleveland Indians back in 75. We'll have about 250 Progressive Insurance employees unfurl the huge American flag in the outfield. So all the pageantry you look for on an opening day in Cleveland.
Bob, do you remember your very first opening day when you came on board with the Tribe?
I do. 1979 was my first opening day. I had started just in February of that year. Back then, as assistant PR man to Harry Jones, we were unveiling a new scoreboard in Cleveland Stadium, so I spent most of the game in the scoreboard, helping the new crew go through the first baseball game on that scoreboard instead of in the press box. And we were right next door to one another. Rick Waits shut out the Boston Red Sox. I think he either threw a one-hitter or a two-hitter, two-hit shutout against the Red Sox that day. Always talk about that game with Rick Waits whenever I get a chance. He's been a stalwart of fantasy camp for us. So, you'd never forget that first one, 41 years ago.
Talking this morning to Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians. It is opening day for the Tribe. We come into this 1-2. When can we expect to see Francisco Lindor back at Progressive Field anytime?
Yeah, good question. We are sending Francisco up to Green Bay, Wisconsin, where there is a ankle specialist, Dr. Anderson. All indications are that everything's fine. We just want one more set of eyes to help us, guide through a workout plan, a rehab plan that's best for Frankie to get him back in uniform. We absolutely need Frankie, one of the premier players in the game of baseball. You know, we miss him terribly, but we want to make sure that he's 100% when he puts that uniform back on.
And of course, the pitching has been pretty good, the starting pitching for the last three games. Any word on what Mike Clevenger's feeling for starting an opening day in front of all these fans, kind of the ceremonial part that goes with it, as well as the honor of getting to pitch at home for the first part of the season?
Clev is incredibly pumped up. You know, he's pretty darn excited, as you could expect, to be the guy that gets to pitch in the home ballpark on opening day. That's a memory maker that will last a lifetime for a young athlete. I think he has chosen to wear our new home red jersey with the white pants. So that ought to be real fun. That's a new item. You saw over the weekend our new Midnight Navy blue road uniform with Block Cleveland across the front. Looked awfully sharp. I think people will enjoy today's red top that Clev will be wearing today.
Okay, I'm a little old school on this, Bob. Over the weekend, I got confused of what team I was rooting for on my TV, which is getting to his older years. I'm how to. One day we're wearing light uniforms, they're wearing red. Then we have blue, and then they have a different color here. What happened to the road at home things that happen? Or is this, I mean, obviously this is the nature of sports as well as uniforms, but is that how we will look forward? Or is this sort of an opening weekend special? What's going on with that, you know?
No, there are two road jerseys and two home jerseys. So on the road we have our gray, standard gray, with Block Cleveland across the front, and then the Midnight Navy blue with Block Cleveland in red across the front. So those are the two road uniforms you'll see. And really, most of the time, it's up to the starting pitcher what he feels either A, most comfortable with, or what he's pitched well in, and the superstition falls in place. At home, we have your traditional white, all-white uniform. And also new this year is the red top with blue script Indians across the front, which is really sharp as well. So, yeah, there's two home, two road. Caps go along with the different unis. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, if you're confused, you can always go to the Cleveland Indians team shop and buy one of each, and then you'll know what's going on when you're at home.
That's right. Which is the one that gave us the victory? What's the uniform we need to put back? That's what I work for. Superstition,
yeah, exactly.
You talk about that.
Exactly.
Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. We look forward to lots more throughout the season as we continue on Talking Tribe with you every Monday. Appreciate your time this morning, Bob.
Thank you, boys. Take care. Have a great week. Go Tribe.